You know, that's an ongoing discussion that has been going on all year at the City Council. Mike Desimone, our Community Development Director, every one of our council meetings is going through the codes. Basically, it's being redone again. It was approved. Jay Nilsson was our previous Community Development Director, wanted to finish it before he retired. It was looked at. It needed to be looked at in more detail. It didn't happen. And the council went ahead and approved it, and then afterwards some density issues came up. Community came up in arms about it. But what happens? The bottom line is density is just the nature of the beast for Logan. Our boundaries are now, we're locked. North Logan's where it's at. We did a little boundary adjustment here recently down along Main Street, which will improve both, I think, cities as far as commercial growth. But the residential, we've got to protect it, and density is what's going to do it. Because unless we start going up, we're going to go ahead and continuing to beat up the residential neighborhoods. And it's also going to affect our elementary schools because we want families to be raised in areas that were built for families, meaning parks, closeness to school. All of those things are conducive to family and raising families. University, we got to find that balance. But Logan's definitely going up in the inner blocks of Logan. The old pioneer blocks in the inner core of Logan have changed. And they're not going to come back. The cul-de-sacs are showing up, and all of that open space is now being eaten up with places to live.